Coming up, it's Light and Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows. Back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, June 21st. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm fine. Who's this?
My name is Olivia Vale, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas? We're all down here at the Bass Concert Hall on the UT campus. Where are you?
I am sitting outside the Sahara Lounge, which my friend Topaz and his mom own it. So I found a great landline. He brought me a pint.
And now everybody in this room feels a little bad because we're like... What are we doing in here? All right, everybody, let's go. Well, welcome to the show, Olivia. You're going to play, of course, our listener limerick challenge. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Okay.
Though this veggie may have lots of merit, it's marsupial junk food, I swear it. To the kangaroo brain, it's a snort of cocaine. They are driven insane by a...
carrot?
Yes, a carrot. Yes, it's true. Kangaroos are getting high on carrots and attacking tourists in Australia's Lake Macquarie district. Apparently, people were like using the carrots to lure the kangaroos over to take selfies. The kangaroos developed a taste for the carrots. They got very aggressive when they weren't given the carrots. They're now attacking the tourists who are holding them to get the carrots. Some tourists tried to placate them with celery, but that made them even madder because even kangaroos do not understand the point of celery. Here is your next limerick, Olivia.
Like that fairy tale king, today's teens wear new clothes that are barely smoke screens. The pants of their dreams are just pockets and seams. They are wearing extremely cut...
Yes, jeans. This week, an LA-based denim company introduced extreme cutout jeans. That's what they called. They can only really be described as pants without pants. Here's the deal. So they look like a pair of jeans, but then everything is cut away. Everything, all the fabric except for a waistband and a couple little strings of denim going down the sides and the cuffs at the bottom. Basically, what's left is a kind of fabric belt and two really long garter belts that go down to your ankles. They're basically for people who want to wear jeans, but at the same time really hate to wear jeans. Or maybe it's because people want to be naked but still have pockets.
So your legs are exposed?
The legs are totally exposed.
Is your tushy exposed?
I have not seen a photograph from the back, but it will be barely covered up.
You can't tell us the story without giving us that very important detail.
I'm guessing that the butt is just covered up.
And is this for both men and women?
Wait a minute. This just in.
Okay.
This just in. The butt is, in fact, exposed.
Wow.
Yes.
Sounds like a naked person with a fanny pack. Same thing.
Yeah.
Probably cheaper.
Yeah. Here is your last limerick.
Making drinks with Bob Dylan is risky. His whims tend to shift rather briskly. That's why we won't try more than bourbon and rye. For heaven's door, Bob's brand of...
whiskey.
Yes, whiskey. Free spirit folk hero of the counterculture, Bob Dylan, is now releasing three different craft liquors in 2018, a rye, a bourbon, and another one whose name no one could quite understand. We think it's a bottle of custom-crafted... The brand is called Heaven's Door. It's already raised millions of dollars in capital because while back in the day, Dylan's voice made you want to change the world, these days, his voice just makes you want a stiff drink. Bill, how did Olivia do in our quiz?
Well, she did great for having a pint. All three right. Thank you, Olivia.
Congratulations.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thanks, Olivia. Bye-bye.